You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Pokemon Go. It's the latest craze in mobile games where you can catch Pokemon in real life. It's drawing people outdoors into Kalamazoo's downtown. Even local business owners are taking notice, setting up shop in popular Pokestops to attract new customers. WMUK's Christine Lena went to a popular Pokemon Go spot in Kalamazoo to find out what it's all about. Here's her audio postcard.
Bronson Park is a wonderful spot in Kalamazoo to walk around, to enjoy the area, and for many, to catch Pokemon. The park has a lot of Pokestops, which are places in the app Pokemon Go where players can collect in-game items. So for Kalamazoo's Pokemon Go players, Bronson Park is a popular and sometimes very crowded place to play the game. But why are there so many people playing Pokemon Go? And what are these people getting from it?
Hi, my name is Garrett Amstutz, and I'm a freshman at Michigan State. I've been a Pokemon fan my whole life, so this game has got everything that you could ever want about Pokemon. I mean, it's helped discover different areas. Like, it's helped me discover areas around my town I didn't even know about, and Bronson Park.
My name is Matt Trottier, and this is my son, Landon, and I run a small sign company. I downloaded it, so it was something that he and I could do together. I think when Pokemon originally came out, it was like right around 98, and that was basically my senior year of high school. So I completely miss Pokemon. I've never played it, never watched the show, never had any interest in it whatsoever. I mean, I don't know what half of these things are. I mispronounce the names. My employees give me a hard time. What I like most about the app is the way they designed it. It gets people out of the house. So there's a lot of people, you know, I've read a lot of things on like social media and whatnot, where people with like depression, you know, it's getting them out of the house. They're going and doing things.
Hi, my name is Will Fitzell. I'm a University of Michigan student and I study Japanese. I have some pretty sweet tan lines now because of it. I've walked so many miles for like the last week. I've been walking 8 to 11 hours a day, actually. Well, actually, this is my first Pokemon game. I grew up really adjacent to the fandom, kind of in it. I collected the cards a lot as a kid. I watched the movies, things like that. I go to anime conventions. But this is my first time really engaging with a Pokemon game.
Hi, my name is Tao Nitti. I'm going to be a freshman at Michigan State this year. Yeah, I like the combining like the video game aspect with like the real life and being active aspect, you know, getting outside. I think it's good, you know, get active.
I'm Sam. I'm a GVSU student and I study social work. I've met people like in my town that I didn't know existed in my town before, where it's like someone places a lure and like you watch them all descend.
In Pokemon Go, a lure is an item that players can use on Pokestops. The lure attracts Pokemon to that area for a limited time, giving players a better chance to catch more Pokemon.
I think the funniest thing I saw was when I was on GVSU's campus and someone placed a lure near the fountain. And this guy on a mower, like, was driving towards it, and he stopped, and he, like, whipped out his phone and sat there. And then his boss came out, and he, like, zoomed away.
To see pictures of the many Pokemon Go players who come out to Bronson Park, visit WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Christine Lena.